Task 2. The idea of grouping students together in one room for studying has existed since classical antiquity. Ancient Greece had formal schools, as well as ancient Rome, ancient India, and ancient China. The Byzantine Empire operated a schooling system which started at the primary level. Another culture that developed a school system, as we understand it today, was Islam. At first, mosques combined both religious and learning activities, but from the 9th century, a proper school started acting independently from the mosque. In Europe, universities appeared in the 12th century, with scholasticism as an important tool. The main purpose of schools, as opposed to universities in the Middle Age period, was teaching Latin. This resulted in the grammar school term, which in the UK means academically oriented and thus selective schools. Obligatory school attendance was established in Europe in the 18th century. In the USA, many of the early public schools were in fact one-room schools, where the same teacher taught several grades of kids simultaneously. In the 1820s, one-room schools were transformed into multiple classroom facilities. Nowadays, the practice of online learning has become rather popular. There are schools which offer remote access to their classes over the internet. Internet-based distant learning is also widely offered by universities. Though online learning faces particular difficulties and problems, it's proved to be an effective way of getting knowledge.